On Capitol Hill today, a Senate panel heard testimony on how to reform the accounting industry. Lawmakers say they want to avoid letting another Enron happen. The Securities and Exchange Commission has already proposed creating a new public oversight group. Its job would include both monitoring and disciplining the industry. But lawmakers say they want to know more about how such a group would work. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Members of the Senate Banking Committee spent the past 2 days hearing testimony on how to best reform the accounting industry. Most of the witnesses, including Comptroller General David Walker from the General Accounting Office, agreed the current system, in which the industry largely polices itself, needs to be reformed.
The current self-regulatory system is deemed by many to be fragmented, not well coordinated, and has a discipline function that is not timely and does not contain effective sanctions.
But even within the industry, there appears to be a growing schism over how to best do that. The American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, as well as 4 of the 5 top accounting firms, have now formed a coalition to try and influence how any industry reforms would be carried out. Notably absent from the group, former Enron auditor Arthur Anderson. The rift between Anderson and the other accounting firms developed soon after Anderson announced it had hired former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker to enact sweeping reforms to its business practices. Peter Kravitz with the AICPA's Washington office says Anderson has problems the other firms don't have.
Anderson at this time is in a very difficult and different position than the rest of the firms in the public policy debate. And understandably, they are now focused on litigation settlement. So for now, given their different position, we are going to separately pursue our long-term policy changes affecting the status and functioning of the financial markets while ensuring a vibrant and viable accounting profession.
And there may be one other reason Arthur Anderson is also looking to go along with those calling for increased industry oversight. Since the Enron debacle, the accounting firm has steadily been losing corporate clients. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac today announced it is dumping the Chicago-based accounting firm. Pharmaceutical giant Merck also recently fired its longtime auditor. Meanwhile, some of the other witnesses at this week's hearings also warned against any changes that would prohibit accounting firms from doing any consulting. Lee Seidler, a managing director emeritus for Bear Stearns, testified that smaller firms could be hurt since they often rely on advice from their auditors.
Smaller businesses, non-public businesses, benefit greatly from the advice of their auditors. And in carving out any restriction on consulting, I would hope you would take caution with the smaller businesses.
The latest move by the accounting industry to influence debate in Washington is somewhat reminiscent of a fight several years ago, when former SEC Chairman Arthur Levitt sought to require firms to split their auditing and consulting businesses, a fight the industry won. However, in light of the Enron collapse, that may be a much tougher battle this time around. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.